The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
We're going to take you on an exciting exploration. That's what they said, so hey.
That will open the door to living in the moment, but it's up to you to step in.
Right, it's up to you to go through that door.
We open it.
But if you don't step through the portal, then it closes again.
It's kind of like if you're thinking and the elevator door opens and you're thinking and it closes and you miss your floor.
That's right.
Welcome to today's show. We are talking about life in 3D. And while we were at it, we may as well add
color.
Yeah, why not 3D
you know,
and
like
color?
Technicolor. What's the most important thing to see life in 3D?
And to have it in color?
And have it in color.
Oddly enough, it's your ears.
That's right. Listening.
Da 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 da.
Most of us listen to what's being said.
Like we've heard it before. How
what?
Could you have heard it before?
Right.
This is a new moment of now.
Right.
We had the most wonderful, wonderful weekend workshop in New York City this past weekend.
It's called Say Yes,
yes to Your Life. And what we mainly did was listen to each other, where we actually heard what a person had to say from his or her perspective.
And that pulled us all into the current moment of our lives, and that's where transformation takes place. In fact, transformation is a byproduct of getting into the current moment. And you know, living your life in 3D is a byproduct of it too. When you are really here, life becomes three-dimensional. You see things that weren't there a moment before. There was a lady in the workshop. Her name was Susan.
Actually, she's the producer of our show.
That's right. And she went out to lunch with a few friends on the lunch break, and she had a tuna fish sandwich.
And she's had been eating tuna fish salad sandwiches her whole life, and she was telling us on Monday that her friends called her Tuna Face.
Because she always had tuna fish sandwiches at lunch. But this tuna fish sandwich was the best tuna fish sandwich she ever had because she was actually there whilst eating it.
I wish we could communicate to you fully the way Susan's face lit up when she was describing her tuna fish on rye. The actual event, having lunch with a couple of friends and what she was eating, was rather ordinary. But her experience of her life had so dropped into the moment that
it became extraordinary.
And flavorful and lively and tasty and yummy, just
and
like your life
so
can be.
Let's go back to listening for a moment because people have stopped listening. look, listening requires a totality. It requires you to stop what you're doing to hear what's being said. See, the second principle of instantaneous transformation is that no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So if you are engaged in doing something, anything else that you're doing at the same time, you lose the content of. Yes?
You know, we were speaking with a client this morning, and she was telling us that her life was a little bit flat. And we found that while we were talking with her, we kept being tempted expected to do additional things other than simply being with her, because it was a phone conversation. And when she's not present, she likes to multitask. She'll be on the phone doing emails or doing other tasks rather than being where she is.
So if you're listening to this show, don't do your emails. Don't watch television. Don't eat lunch. Listen to the show, because you can't do both.
And
that's not an admonishment, is the word.
Right.
You know, it's more of a suggestion that will give you the most out of the show, and if you catch the essence of it, it'll give you the most out of your life. Because, see, your life is a happening, and it's happening moment by moment. And if you're busy doing something else, while you're doing something else, you'll miss the current moment of your life. If you're off thinking about what we're saying rather than hearing what we're saying, you'll miss the current moment.
Now, I know that some of you listen to the show while exercising, and fine, perfectly
party
fine.
Party on.
However, you must know that from time to time you'll be toggling so that your attention is on what we're saying, and other times, if you're outside, for instance, listening to it through earbuds, your attention will be on what's around you. It's going to go back and forth in a very little millisecond. It just happens very quickly. The game is to see what you can do to be where you are.
And listening supports that dramatically. Now, the first principle of instantaneous transformation is anything that you don't want in your life, you will keep in your life. So that's the first thing. So if you say you want to lose weight because you feel that you're overweight, you'll probably keep the weight in your life if you're resisting having it. Anything you resist persists and grows stronger. If you're willing to allow yourself to have what you have, it will complete itself. That's the third principle. Anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. And that includes weight loss, because if you're not working to get rid of it, but simply noticing how it is that you're eating, that will be enough to transform the way you relate to food and your body.
You know, we got an email on our contact us emails from a fellow named Michael who was letting us know that he had had an upsetting event with a coworker, and he was a little confused on these three principles. He was wondering if, first of all, he thought they were steps, step one, step two, step three. So you know how our minds are linearly put together. First you do this, then you do that. And that is change. In transformation, it's about getting to where you are and your life transforms. So he's wondering if he needed to repeat to himself the incident over and over in his head until it disappeared. And no. When you notice that you've had an upsetting event and then bring your attention to what's actually happening in your environment rather than rehashing those things that you are resisting, your life moves on and that upsetting event fades away.
Well, that reminds me of this horribly upsetting accident we witnessed
on Monday night
on our way home from Monday Night Alive. A tractor trailer hit a bridge abutment and was burning up, and obviously the person inside it never got out, and the whole thing was in a huge flame, and it must have just happened moments before we got there, because there were no responders on the scene yet, and we called 911, and
they had just gotten the call, fully engulfed is a understatement. It was really
fully engulfed. It was a cremation ceremony in Bali. What we ended up doing was there was nothing we could do for whoever was in that. And so we drove on home
doesn't mean that event didn't want to replay in front of our mind's eye.
Right. It wanted a replay because it was a pretty horrific event. And we just let it be. We got involved with driving. We moved back into our lives. And it wasn't that we didn't have compassion for the truck driver. It was that there was nothing we could do. So to waste our lives in a, what's the word?
A thought loop.
A thought loop, or when you get, the word is skipping by me, I can't, but when you get sentimental, when you get sentimental, and get lost in the sentiment of something or of an event in resistance to it, then it runs your life.
It's really interesting to hear about things. You always hear about a fatal accident here or this, but when you get the visual of it, you see it actually happening, it has a different level of impact on you. And then the question is, now what?
Right.
And for us, I'm really happy that we have spent our lives practicing a transformational lifestyle, which includes that, allows us to include things, including things that I would consider vastly unfortunate or distressing or a tragedy, and be able to move on and be centered in our lives.
So that's the third principle. Anything you allow to be will eventually let you go. Yes, we have a caller on a line. Cheryl.
Cheryl, you with us?
Hello. Hi.
Hi,
Shia.
Hi, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Hong Kong today.
So is it midnight there?
Oh, yeah, actually it is, just a little after midnight.
That's why we say
good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Good evening.
What can we do for you, Cheryl? It's nice to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voices as well. It's always inspiring. Well, I'm sure I have a question somewhere, but also I like the topic about living in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
And through the workshops that I've attended that you guys have held over the past few years, I've really begun to experience that, especially when after a Costa Rica workshop. So thanks for just opening that up to me, first of all. And then I've been, as you guys know, I've been looking for work lately.
Right.
And it's been really great in a way to go through this through job hunting, and having, I guess, a transformational outlook throughout it all. And I can tell when I've taken myself away from sort of job hunting and started worrying about things, and it's really been cool to see that I have that choice not to worry about things and just sort of crack on with it, crack on with job hunting. And so now I'm actually at a good point where I have had many interviews, and I'm sort of been made an offer by two different companies, which I'm really excited about. But I guess
that's great.
Yeah, it's really cool, it's just been really cool to be positive through it all. Even though sometimes I felt like I've taken myself away, and maybe life didn't feel entirely 3D, but. So now I am at that point of I guess deciding on a job, but I guess I'm kind of afraid to make the wrong decision as to which job I should take.
Well, find really interesting, Cheryl, is how you express yourself here. Almost everything you've said is qualified. You know,
I think maybe like it is sort of.
And so choosing, and qualifications are used when you don't know what to say or you don't know what your truth is in that moment.
Or to buy yourself time while you're figuring out how to live your life.
Right. And that becomes problematic. If you want to choose what you want to do, the easiest thing to do is look and see which job feels right to you, which interview you felt the best at, how you feel when you think about the job. See, and then it becomes obvious which one is the one.
Okay.
Rather than trying to figure it out through the pros and cons, which one feels best to you?
The other thing, before you even look at which feels best to you, you can relieve yourself by knowing there is no wrong decision. How can you do your life wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, there may be one job that ultimately you find more satisfying than another, but if you keep coming back to that in this moment you can only be exactly as you are, in this moment you're going to look and see what feels best to you, and there's no possibility that that's inaccurate.
The other thing, Cheryl, is you can't live your life wrong. You've never lived it wrong. You've done everything perfectly because it's all gotten you to this moment of your life.
I can still feel you thinking. Can you feel you thinking?
A little bit of thinking, yes. At the same time, I like that thought. I like what you guys have said. I guess initially I thought, well, I must have done things wrong in the past, but then when I actually was listening to what you're saying, it makes sense.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
the thing.
Your life is showing up perfectly in each moment. So there's nothing that you need to worry about. You're not doing it wrong. It's showing up exactly the only way it can. That's the second principle.
Let's talk a little more about the three principles of instantaneous transformation, but we need to do it after the break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, definitely.
Excellent. We'll be back with Cheryl. So come on back
and
don't miss being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are you're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back.
You know, I know a lot of you are faithful listeners, have been for years. Many, many of you we've never met. I just want to take a moment to personally, from Shia and I, invite you.
Well, first off, thank you for being listeners to our show.
Really.
And secondly,
We love that you are finding value.
Yes.
Steve, just a shout out to you. Hope your dad is feeling better today. He was listening to a show on aging parents and taking care of your loved ones, aging loved ones as they age, and found it really helpful. So, because his father's aging, so shout out to you. Want to personally invite you to our seminars. I know this format that you're currently listening to is wonderful, but the in-person interaction that happens with the amazing individuals who attend our seminars, it's not comparable. And Cheryl just spoke in the last segment about Costa Rica, that Costa Rica is, which is our winter immersion courses and instantaneous transformation in January. They're open for 2014. We have an early registration discount for people who get the first third in by April 15th. It's a Monday. And in order to attend the seminar, you need to come to at least one weekend with us between now and the courses in January. We have a couple of things coming up in Hamburg. We have the Freedom to Breathe and the Creativity and Intuition seminars in Hamburg, Germany, April 4th and then 5th through 7th. And back in New York City, Transformational Time and Project Management on the 27th and 28th of April.
And all of our seminars are about discovering how to live your life directly in the current moment of your life so that life does show up 3D and in Technicolor.
And we offer Transformational Time and Project Management once a year because work is what most of us do for most of our lives, for most of the day. And
if work isn't a highly satisfying and fulfilling experience,
life goes flat.
Right.
And we are often so forward-thinking, driving to get things done. People are in a state of overwhelm. There's a whole other possibility for how you can be approaching your work life. So if you're interested, go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and register. Cheryl, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. Let's look at these three principles of instantaneous transformation in regards to whether or not you can possibly be making a mistake in how you're going about your life. Ready?
Okay. Yes.
Can you be different than you are right now?
No.
Okay, that was the second principle.
Yes. So, could you have been different than you were 5 minutes ago?
No, I cannot.
Good. Because the idea that you could do it wrong in the future is generally based on the idea that you did it wrong in the past.
And if you couldn't be different than you are right now, and you couldn't be different than you were 5 minutes ago, you could never have been different than you were in any moment of your life. That doesn't mean you don't have thoughts that say, I should have done it differently, I could have done it differently, I shouldn't have married him, I shouldn't have been in a relationship with this one.
I shouldn't have taken that job.
All those shouldn't have, but they're all in retrospect, and the reality is you lived your life exactly as you have up until the current moment.
Yeah, I do, actually.
And then the third principle is anything you allow to be exactly as it is, anything you see without judging, completes itself. So I know that you a contract job that eventually ended and you've been looking and now you have these two job offers. Sometimes when a job ends or a relationship ends, as just as two examples, people are prone to go back and look at what they did, quote, wrong. How did that happen? It's a form of saying no. It's that you don't like it, you don't want it, you don't prefer it. And then you get stuck there in a loop of self-recrimination or talking to yourself about how to do your life right rather than living your life.
Right, okay. Yeah, I can see that I've been doing that for sure.
Yeah. Well, look, if you see it...
Not just a lot... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
If you see it, that's all it takes. You see, if you don't make yourself wrong for having gotten lost, you're already back.
So are you about to say it's not just in terms of your job search?
Oh, yeah, no, I was just going to say I've been seeing myself do that, not just in the last job, but even jobs before. It's been going... I've gone back many years.
Yeah, it's been a lifestyle.
Just to find all the things I did wrong.
Yeah, but I love that you say that, Cheryl, because our minds are not discriminating. What they do is they are recording devices that record everything. So you successfully got a job, you successfully lived through that job and produced money to live and did well there, including being worried about what you did wrong. So your mind sandwiches it all together and now makes it as part of your strategy for success.
Yeah, okay. Worrying about it didn't produce it, but yet you think worrying is what you have to do to produce something in the future.
Right, yeah.
You're getting close to here to real time now, by the way.
I can feel it. It's feeling better.
Yes. Well, that's
lighter.
Because, and if you look around, you'll see that things are becoming three-dimensional in your life right now.
Yeah, actually it is.
Yes.
Because when you're consumed with a conversation about where you're going, what you should be doing, what you did in the past, you can be actually looking out, but nobody's actually seeing anything through your eyes because you're actually seeing a conversation in your head, not what's actually in your environment.
We've got to stop using the word actually so often.
Actually, I think you're right.
That was three actuallys in one sentence.
Yes, that's really cool. I have noticed that I've been feeling a bit off, but just I feel like as though I've been floating through life in some instances, or even yesterday I was just really clumsy. I just didn't feel like I was completely there.
Yeah.
Even though I thought I was, it was just interesting. So yeah,
it happens gradually, you know. You get lost and you get a little lost and then suddenly you're very lost. But it happens over time, so you don't notice it immediately.
Right.
It isn't like the lights go out. It's just it gets a little, like a cloud went over. And then it gets a little darker and a little darker, and pretty soon you're lost in a very dark place.
Yeah. Right. Thanks. I really, I like what we've been talking about. It's really, really cool. And
well,
I really enjoy living life
on having
in 3D.
Two job offers.
Sorry?
Congratulations on having two job offers.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
And thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, thanks. Look forward to hearing the rest of the show.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing you again whenever we do next.
Yes, okay, good.
All right, have a great rest of your night, evening, morning.
Yes, thank you. Thanks, guys.
All right, guess what?
We have another caller.
Another Cheryl.
Cheryl.
A different Cheryl. You with us?
Hi.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Manhattan.
Okay,
hey.
Across the world.
How sophisticated is that?
Oh, it's so good talking to you guys.
Well, thank you.
I was having a lot of fun listening to you speak with the other Cheryl. I don't hear my name very often, when it's referring to somebody else because it's not a super common name. So anytime I started to drift off in my thoughts, you guys would say Cheryl's name, and it would pull me right back.
That's cool. So you really were talking with us.
Yeah, it was fun. And I really loved what you just were saying about how when you get off, how it sneaks up on you, how you don't realize it for a little while, because I can
right.
see how that plays out in my life all the time. And also how even if there's a part of me that kind of knows I'm off, how I don't want to see it, how I'll just want to keep thinking, no, no, I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic.
Yes.
And it'll just keep going the way you were talking about.
It gets darker.
Well,
yeah.
Part of the reason you don't want to see it is because you judge, quote, off.
Yes, absolutely.
As if being not right on your center is a personal failing, and you should be over that. You should be centered and crisp always, forever, for the rest of your life.
There's another reason why you don't want to see it, and that it's because it threatens some agenda you have.
Oh.
See, if you realize that you're off, then you have to look at what got you off. And
yeah.
What got you off might be an agenda that you have that is not being fulfilled just yet, so you're striving to achieve what you think is going to be better than what you have right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't want to lose what you've got, and
mm-hmm.
you think if you're honest about what's going on in your experience, that you will somehow lose, like your boyfriend, for instance, if you're honest.
Yeah.
And so those things are things that blind us to the magnificence of our lives, one, but our truth for the other. Because if you say something that doesn't go down well over there, you might have repercussions. And then you get
yeah.
careful.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it tends to get rid of the three-dimensional aspect of life.
It does.
You know, when you're really here, there is a three-dimensionality to everything around you, including sound.
Hmm.
Everything is three-dimensional that has three dimensions that comes through time and space to you.
One of the things that's a challenge for three-dimensionality, Shai was mentioning agendas, is deadlines and goals and projects, where if you're driving to complete something, and I absolutely understand deadlines, and I understand goals, but I also know that in the drive to get there, to cross the finish line, that's when people lose perspective. Because they're,
yeah.
if we use that telephoto lens analogy, you're looking at that spot in the distance rather than being right where you are in the midst of whatever project you're on.
Yeah, I can see that coming up a lot. Whether it's with the freelance stuff that I do at home or if it's the job at the restaurant in the evenings. Yeah, absolutely.
So did you have a specific question for us, Cheryl?
I thought I did, and then what you said to the other Cheryl just really stuck out to me. I guess, what was I thinking about earlier?
Well, that's good. We did very well then.
if we
covered two Cheryls, that's like getting two birds with one stone.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Two Cheryls with one moment of now.
Knocked them alive instead of knocked them
right,
dead.
Right, right, right. Knocked them alive instead of knocked them dead.
That's a much more fun place to be anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember what it was.
What?
I let myself have a reaction to something yesterday. A friend was a little bit upset about something, and she kind of said things to me in a way that I let myself get upset over it. And
Can I stop you for a second?
Yes.
Because the way you say that caught me both times.
Okay.
That you let yourself get upset. See, there's no way not to get upset if you get upset. It's not
okay.
Like you let yourself, like there's some failing on your part that you got upset.
Getting upset is an automatic reaction
to an event that's either truly threatening to your survival or apparently threatening to your survival or your
or your agenda.
Shock. What?
Or your agendas.
Or your agendas. Absolutely, or your agendas. Or there's some shocking event that can cause it, like loss. But it's all automatic. It happens when life does not go the way you expect. But
right.
The way you said it, it
put some blame on you.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
It was
I was flawed
or faulted for having it.
Yeah, I was absolutely going to ask, will that ever go away?
Yeah, you want to be over it. No,
yeah.
As long as you breathe, you'll have upsets show up in your life. How you deal with them is another thing. Whether you indulge yourself in them is another thing. But the initial adrenaline rush will be there.
Right.
I mean, you'll never see somebody fall without having some body sensation show up in you. Like, you know those body rushes that come up from your groin up into your chest?
Yeah, I just had a little reaction just hearing you say, seeing somebody fall.
Right.
Right, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly
yeah.
The point. It's automatic. You can't do anything about it, but you can include it, notice it, and move on.
Okay. All right. So I can just include my own
reactions. Your own reactivity.
Okay.
And if you don't resist your reactivity, the reactivity nature of yourself tends to relax.
Cool.
So you can find that it's interesting because a lot of the listeners we have kids. And kids are really good when they get in a temper tantrum at saying hurtful things. You could have a teenager scream, I hate you. You know, I can't wait to get out of here. And you can register, and I know because I was a teenager once, and I'm sure I said equally unkind things. And they do it purposefully to hurt because they're upset. And you can register the disturbance and the upset and the hurt, but you don't have to verbalize your reaction. You don't have to react through it. You can register it, and if you don't resist it,
it'll be over.
It'll be over. And then you can be appropriate. And it can be, I know you do, but I'm not letting you get 13 pierces in your left ear. or whatever the...
Whatever other part of the body anatomy.
They're trying to pierce at age 13.
Cool. That's very cool.
Excellent. I'm really glad you called in today.
I am too. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah. Well, we should take a break, shall we?
Yes,
we shall. Hey, Cheryl, anything else? Do you want to come back with us after the break, or are you?
I think I'm all set.
Excellent.
You're all set.
Well, have a great day, then.
Thank you. You too.
All right. We shall be back shortly. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back.
You know, Steve wrote in to us, as we mentioned earlier, that he really enjoyed the episode about dealing with
aging
parents and loved ones. So we will feature that up on our Facebook page. Recommend that, Steve liked it. Maybe you will, too. Feel free to go up on our Facebook page if you haven't liked us yet. It's Transformation Made Easy. And tell us what your favorite episodes are, and we will send links. We'll feature it for folks. Let us know what you like. We have another caller. Let's take him.
Greg.
You with us?
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going great. How's it going with you?
Good. I'm doing great.
Awesome. Are you
Good
calling us
here.
From Clifton, New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
So what can we do for you, sir?
Well, I had
like
a question
about
living life in 3D.
Okay, well, what about living life in 3D?
Would you like to talk about it?
I would like to talk about the difference between living life in 3D and multitasking.
Well, here's the thing. They're not even comparable, because when you're multitasking, you're very not present to your environment. You can only see, in reality, you can only do one thing at a time. So I know you. I know where you work. I know. Sorry, you better behave yourself. No, I know you, and I know where you work. And I know that your job entails programming computers and also occasionally answering the phone.
Yes.
Now, if what you're doing when you're answering the phone is thinking you should be back on your computer screen, and this is an intrusion, then life will become flat. See, in one moment, you're on your computer, next moment the phone rings. When that happens, if you drop what you're doing to pick up the next request that your life, via the telephone in this moment, makes upon you, then you're actually following the current moment of your life. If you don't hold it as an intrusion, you don't resent it. And so as soon as the phone call is rerouted to somebody who can handle it, or you handle it and it's over, you can drop right back into where you were before you got that phone call. But if you hold it as an interruption, then you justify it being an interruption by having a hard time getting back, like that was an intrusion and it shouldn't have happened.
Okay. Okay, yeah, because I mean, I had the idea that, I mean, you know, looking through, when you're looking through a lens, it's almost as if you're just focused on one thing and excluding everything else. So
yes,
that, to me, it almost like seems a little paradoxical.
That's if you're looking at a telephoto lens. But if you're looking through a wide-angle lens, you have a great depth of field, in other words, three-dimensionality, and everything is in focus from close in to infinity, to the horizon.
I mean, you can still pick what you want to look at, what pulls your attention, what draws you, but you're not actually working on everything all at once, but it does include everything.
Okay. Huh.
Part of it, Greg, is about going about your life and what you're doing in any given moment as though it's your idea.
So there's some totality to it because it's what you want to do. Now, most people operate as if their lives are dictating and they resist it, but they go along with it, so they're actually succumbing to it rather than surrendering as though it's their idea. You can either live your life like what you're doing is your idea, or you can live your life like what you're doing is somebody else's idea that's been imposed upon you. In the former, it's an exciting adventure because it's your idea, and you want to have it turn out great. In the second one, you can have resentments and regrets that life is putting a pressure on you. You'd rather be fishing. Or in your case,
rapping. Part of the reason I love Monday nights and weekends is people come and they listen. And the evenings are very engaging and different people talk about, you know, really a multitude of things. Recently we have our friend Jim, who's an anesthesiologist. He'll come, he'll talk about his day, and then you may have somebody come talk about their new kitten, or you'll have somebody talk about teaching voice classes. There's just a whole diversity of people who come, and you listen, we all listen to what the person has to say and the interaction, and if you stop to think about the last interaction, you're lost. So it's really a practice to be with your moment as it follows. And what's interesting is that when people have the idea, obviously, that we're all very busy in our lives and that you have the idea or the concept that you need to multitask in order to get things done, I know you've had the experience that when you're really present, it's not about multitasking. It's about doing whatever's in front of you efficiently, and if you're really there, solutions come quickly. You're much more effective in that moment rather than being distracted.
A few days ago, we did a Pilates session. Pilates is a type of exercise where you have an instructor and you have certain types of machines that you do exercises on. And I notice that if I'm really there when I'm doing it, the form that my body is in as I exercise is what I'm bringing my intentionality to, my focus, if you will, is to do each form as perfectly as I can. But when I'm really there, it's not about trying to do it perfectly. It just gets done perfectly because I'm there doing it. Now, occasionally the instructor is talking to us about other things in her life, and then my form goes out because I'm listening to her while I'm doing the exercise. And I can't do both effectively and efficiently. See, there's another thing. There's been studies done that prove that multitaskers do a poorer quality work than unitaskers.
And also they're less satisfied.
I
believe it was was, I believe, I'm not positive, but I believe it was Stanford University. And the fellow who did the study, when I read the study, said he did the study because he was so impressed by people who could multitask. And he did the study with the expectation that he would see this huge marked increase in productivity and superiority of result. And he was so shocked to discover that multitasking had absolutely the opposite result.
We didn't say at the beginning of this show that we finish each other's sentences.
If you've gotten this far, and
we finish each other's sentences, because I noticed I had this thought that people out there were finding fault with us for finishing each other's sentences.
Well, may be true.
It probably is. That's why I had
that fellow came on Monday night, Greg, who came for the first time. And he was telling us, when I close my eyes and listen, I do not hear you two cutting each other off. It's as if one person is speaking. And that's how we think about it.
Wow.
When we think about it.
Yeah, but this whole thing about multitasking is something that you
learned
to admire as though it was a good trait.
Okay,
Yeah. I mean, most of us learn that. I learned that. But it's been our experience that when you multitask, you're not really in anything that you're doing, which makes it more difficult to produce extraordinary results because you're not fully engaged in any moment.
Well, I'll give you a perfect example. You recently sent us somebody sent us a link to one of your songs one of your rap songs that you videoed yourself doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched it, and the words were very clever, fast, and complex. There's no way you can be thinking about doing computer code while you're there
rapping.
That's true.
There's no way you can be thinking about anything else while you're there rapping. Not if you're doing it well.
Also, your video itself was very complex in that you took different takes of you doing the song and then you edited it, so you had different facial features saying certain things.
That was great.
It was wonderful, but when you're actually cutting and clicking and pasting the specific facial set for that particular set of words, you can't be recording it while you can only do the one thing and do it well.
Yeah, it's true.
You just sound a little bit ponderous or flat today. Are you working on something?
I'm kind of like blown away that how you can so easily relate it to something so personal in my life, and it's cool to see.
The thing is this: we have no attention on us. We're listening to you, where you say things and our internal computers spit out information that we then give to you, but it's like we don't have a prescription, so we don't, you know, it's all in the current moment. It's just as though we're rapping to you, to use your terminology.
You know, Shy in My Life really is in 3D, and so when you say you're amazed that we can give you examples personally from your life. If we were trying to produce a result on this show, we sometimes
we didn't say that.
Say we're not going anywhere. We certainly say that at the beginning of seminars. We're not trying to get anywhere. We're only being here. And in being here, if we were to use that telephoto analogy, it includes the past, it includes the future, it includes right now. So it's as if we're talking with Greg. We have the file Greg opened in front of us.
And all the information is accessible to us in this instant. So it's not as though we're going to research it. It's all here. It's our palette, if you will, our painting palette of color. The paint is on the palette. We just choose the one we want to use because it's the appropriate one for what you're talking to us about. You're still thinking, though.
You know, it's just when I first actually brought up the example of living life in 3D versus multitasking, I wasn't even thinking or didn't even have the idea that I was multitasking. I didn't even see it. I didn't realize it. I just offered it as a concept, and then, you know, to be pointed out, you know, you just so clearly pointed it out to me that I do that, you know.
Well, Greg, one of the things is this. Most of us have our minds structured in good, bad, right, wrong. So then you've got transformation good, change bad, because you've now been introduced to transformation. So you're going to think that if you multitask, and we've, say, unitasking or being present is effective, and so you're going to not want to see what you consider bad. And what we do is we get interested in when we're drawn to multitasking because it's information to us.
And you can't do it wrong. You can't do your life wrong. You haven't done anything wrong. You've just done it the way you have, including how you're being in the current moment.
And briefly, because we only have about 30 seconds left, if we go back to, that's perfect.
That was pretty brief, wasn't that?
That
brief?
Was brief.
That was very brief.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
So
Cheryl Binney's, you can't do it wrong. Getting off center is not a bad thing. It's about getting interested in the currents of your life and how they're buffeting you, because if you don't hold it as wrong, but you're where you are, life is three-dimensional
and
in color.
And color. And that's it on us for today, folks.
Hey, thanks for calling
thanks
in, Greg.
Calling
really.
In, Greg.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yes. And come on back.
And don't miss
being
here.
Share the show.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.